Hello, and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that believes rules are made to be broken.
And you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Hello, I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author of the book series Dirty Lazy Keto. And this here is my best friend and dog walking partner of 8 years.
I'm Dr. Tamara Snezek, professor of sociology, but you might also call me the Dirty Lazy Consigliere, as I was the very first friend, number one, to sign up for the Dirty Lazy Facebook support group, which is now over 150,000 members, Stephanie. Woo-woo!
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by The Perfect Holiday Gift, my new book, The Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook, Bend the Rules to Lose the Weight. Podcast listeners that choose to pre-order the book will get a bonus gift for free that includes a 30-day free cookbook bootcamp, a personalized nameplate I will write just to you and mail it to your house, and also exclusive discounts from L'Encanto and Enlightened Ice Cream. Links to order and to redeem your free bonus gift are available at dirtylazyketo.com/books. Ho, ho, ho! Surprise, Tamara. Hello! Ho, ho, ho! Hey, coming up with the creative holiday gift ideas, it can be very stressful. Just at your work alone, you may buy gifts for your boss, your coworkers. You probably have some kind of secret Santa or even a crazy white elephant party. Tamara, do you know what a white elephant is anyway?
I don't think a lot of people do, but I think it's like a wacky gift exchange. Like the ones I've been to, you just bring stuff from home that you don't want or you don't use. It's like a re-gifting party. And like people end up bringing gag gifts. I mean, the last time I got a DVD of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I never watched. And another time I got a lint roller.
That's classy.
That one was useful.
Well, for most of us, I know we all want to avoid that crazy regifting that happens with those white elephant party or exchange gifts. You know, I don't know about you, but I like to bring something that people love and that actually want. I do know a lot of people stress out, though, and they, you know, they get nervous, and at the last minute, they just end up regifting something. It might even be awful and embarrassing. We don't want that.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I would like to hear more of these stories because you have funny ones, it sounds like, with the lint roller.
Yes. Well, I have one that my father-in-law just told me about. He has a full beard, has had one forever. And my aunt gave him a full shaving kit complete with razors and aftershave.
Okay. She was trying to tell him something.
I guess so. He's like, is this a hint?
Well, there's so many like stocking stuffer gifts gone wrong. Personally, a few years back, I can share this because the person's passed away. So, okay. Hello from the grave. Yes. But this person, bless her little heart, she gave my husband and I a bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream.
Which sounds delicious.
Right? So we were all excited for a nightcap and we opened it. And Tamara, it was moldy. It was moldy and it was used and it was like almost gone.
So it wasn't sealed.
It was horrible.
Oh, that is yucky.
She had had a drink. Any more from you?
Yeah, if you're going to re-gift, make sure you didn't open it and take a sip.
Do you ever get re-gifted items?
Well, I had heard about this one woman who got a pen. I read this online. She got a pen, really nice pen, but then she looked closely at it and it had someone else's initials on it.
That's bad.
Yeah, and like people, make sure it's not personalized before you re-gift it.
I've gotten gift cards before and gone to spend them and seen that the balance was not what it appeared.
That's
like they had already used it.
Yeah, that's tacky.
That's tacky.
I also read about another woman who got a book for Christmas from her mother, but it was the very book she gave her mother for her birthday a year before. And the mother acted as though she purchased it for her, I guess forgetting where she got it.
That's a very complicated story.
It is.
But it's happened to me. I've gotten books that I've given other people.
Yeah. And you just pretend. You're like, thank you.
Thank you very much. I even got a book once that was inscribed to someone else. Like on the inside cover.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. And I knew the person, so it was even worse.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we don't want you people to have your gifts being talked about like this.
It's so embarrassing.
Where they're the Hall of Fame white elephant gifts. So help is here. Stephanie and I, we're going to give you some affordable, dirty, lazy girl, unique gift ideas that will hopefully help you out with all this holiday season coming up.
Well, we're definitely going to give you some super ideas for the women in your life in this episode.
Women.
We had so many gift ideas that Tamara and I split it into two episodes. This episode will be just about the girls and the ladies and the women, and the next episode will be just for the men.
Perfect. But before we dive in, Stephanie, I just want our listeners to know the gifts we have are not sponsoring our program or providing us any freebies. So these gifts are just really are our favorites.
Perfect. So they're unbiased.
They're unbiased.
And we even broke it down for our listeners in today's episode about three difficult to buy women.
Okay.
So there's three categories we're going to talk about. Teens.
Okay.
Moms. And best friends.
Nice.
And I'll even throw in a little chapter about favorite keto gift ideas.
Oh, perfect.
So Yay. Let's get started.
Okay. So teenagers or teeny boppers, they're super hard. I mean, they're fussy. They're moody. I mean, I have a teen, so trust me.
Me too.
They're narcissistic. I mean, my daughter thinks she wants one thing, and then 2 seconds, she wants something else. So they're a tough category.
Well, my daughter has made it easy. She's been making a list since summer.
Good for her. I think that's great.
I think it's annoying.
You don't like lists?
That's a lot of gifts.
Yeah.
It's pressure.
So then how do you choose which one, right? Do you use her list? Like, do you buy what she asks you?
I use them for inspiration, but okay. I've noticed some themes on her list because she is so well researched.
Oh, okay.
So I thought maybe they could help some of our listeners if they're okay. struggling with yeah. teen girl gifts.
Okay. Well, I would say what I've had good luck with uh-huh. and that I think are even nicer is something that's personalized.
Okay, like
and,
what?
Oh my gosh, you can get anything with their name on it or in their favorite color or their unique birthstone, like, you know, a journal with their name on it. I actually have a website I recommend. It's personalcreations.com, and they have pillows, purses, makeup bags. I mean, just anything you can think of that can be personalized with their initials or their name or their pet name or whatever you want.
That's so cute.
They even have car floor mats. So
okay.
if your teen has a car, you
That's
can get them,
way fancy.
Yeah, with their little initials. Actually, for teen boys, that would be good too.
We'll share that in the next episode
yeah.
too.
Yes.
One year I bought my daughter a personalized necklace, like you're saying, with her name on it.
Oh, that's
It's like
cute.
Written in script.
Yeah.
And these are all very inexpensive things yes. you can find on Amazon too.
Yes. Another one that I got my daughter is she had a cat that passed away, but you could put their paw print on a necklace.
Stop it.
I know.
That's really sweet.
Yes. She's, yeah.
What about electronics? Have you come up with any good gift ideas
yeah,
for your teen?
You know what? Electronics are good for almost any category of person, I think. Especially boys, but girls too. Teen girls love that stuff. Headphones, headphone cases, charging bullets. I mean, anything.
I got my daughter one of those cute skins that wrap around her
yes.
cordless electronic Apple headphones. And it was like $5.
Yeah.
On Amazon. So cheap.
And they're cute.
You can get hot pink and
oh, yeah.
whatever they're...
Yeah.
prints or colors
yeah.
on it. So that's a good one.
Yeah, I got my husband one that said Dodgers on it because he's Cute. A Dodgers fan. And that's another thing. You can customize your electronics, some of your electronic stuff, like the skins, at gocustomize.com. Like, they have these really cute phone covers. Like, you can put their dog or their photo or whatever.
Love it.
Yes. Awesome.
Well, my daughter is really into school supplies. She's in high school, and mm-hmm. they love this thing called washi tape.
Oh, mine does too.
I don't even know what it is, to be honest.
It's just tape that's fancy with
so weird
sparkles and
all right.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. It's cheap.
Whatever they want, like for their locker,
yeah.
if they have that at school, like a mirror,
mm-hmm.
or even like those hand sanitizers
oh, yeah.
that are on a keychain.
Yeah, from Bed Bath and Beyond. My no, not there. What's the other one? Bath and Body Works. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, both probably have it, but.
And does your teen shop at Ulta or
she
Sephora?
Does. She loves that stuff. And she would love like a anything like that from those Sephora, Ulta. Mm-hmm. But that's actually part of the beauty stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah. let's jump ahead.
But with the school stuff, what I'd say is it doesn't have to be stereotypical, like, you know, school supply stuff like paper.
Uh-huh.
You might think about getting them like science stuff like a microscope, a bug collection kit, or volcano kits. I mean, my daughter really loved those. She's a little, kind of outgrown them now, but she will still play with the slime kits, which are kind of, they have them as packages like a science kit. They'll love that.
You know what? My daughter's into STEM as well. And mm-hmm. she's, you know, our girls are, they're very good girls. They're smart. And we want to build tomorrow's engineers. Yeah. But I know a couple of years ago, I bought my daughter a build a DNA kit. It was a model.
Oh, neat.
And she loved it. It was almost like Legos. You built a DNA strand.
Cool.
And she also, one year, she loved, it was like an electronics set where you built positive and negative charges with magnets.
Oh, wow.
So cute.
That's awesome. I know we bought, this is my son, but I think it would apply to girls too. He loved the, you build a roller coaster.
Fancy.
And you, with, you.
Connects.
Yes.
We did that with the Ferris wheel and the Eiffel Tower.
Yes. They loved it. Spent hours on it.
Love that. And it's not a video game, which we love.
Exactly. Builds their minds.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were talking about health and beauty, spa, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if your girls are into that, the teen girls love makeup subscriptions or those cute mini straightening irons.
Yes.
They can be expensive. So the minis are really the way to go, I think.
Yeah. And you can get, right now, like Ulta and Sephora are coming out with their little gift sets that'll have like five mini perfumes or five mini whatever, so they're everywhere and they're fairly affordable. Although if you want to splurge,
okay, what would you do?
This is my like fantasy thing to get for myself or Ella.
Yeah, my daughter. We know it's for you.
I know. It's that Dyson blow dryer. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's so cool. It's like $300.
So does it have that weird attachment that looks like a palm tree?
No, it has a hole in it.
Oh.
Yeah, like, have you seen the Dyson fans?
No. I'm so not cool.
The Dyson vacuums.
I know the vacuum.
Okay, well, he made a fan, and he now makes these blow dryers, and they have a hole in the middle of the air. It's just bizarre, and it looks very cool.
I'm going to check that
out.
And
it's supposed to be really, really cool.
Look at us being the cool moms.
I know. That's a splurge item, though.
That's good. Well, you can always go to the standby, like, manicure, pedicure gift certificate for your teen.
Those are great.
You know what my mom gives her grandchildren? Hmm. I think this is so smart. But all of her grandchildren are driving, so my mom gives them gas cards.
That's an excellent idea.
She's like, fill your own tank.
Yes, it teaches them responsibility. Mm-hmm. I love that. Love that. Gift cards in general.
I like them when they're specific to the teen's interest.
Yes. You? So what ideas would you have for that?
Well, I know my son is into Taco Bell, which, you know, healthy.
That gift card would go far, though.
It does. And he can walk there from our house with his friends, and he feels independent.
Why not?
And my daughter likes, of course, like Starbucks.
So those are perfect.
Those are good for me. What about your teen?
Mine likes Ulta.
Okay.
And she loves movies. So she would love a movie theater. I know this one's kind of general as an Amazon card, but sometimes there's something specific she wants on Amazon.
That'll work.
Yeah. And then you can just get her the card and
She's probably happier.
Probably, yeah.
Teens can be fussy, so don't be afraid to buy what they really want, which might just be an Amazon card. That's okay.
Yeah, why not?
Or crafts, you know, if they're into that. Or, you know, find something they're into and then go from there.
Mm-hmm.
My teen right now is in a vegan, you know, save the earth phase, which is mine so too. Fabulous.
I think a lot of millennials are very much more aware of, you know, earth-friendly products. And there's a lot out there.
Like, have you gotten the stainless steel drinking straws?
Well, she got a drinking straw. It wasn't stainless steel, but it was some...
Or whatever. Some important material.
So she got that for her birthday and enjoy getting that. But she can do, like, vegan leather wallets or purses or shoes. Or there's a lot of bags out there from recycled material.
Yeah, those are a big hit. So if you're struggling to find a teen girl gift, anything that's recyclable, save the earth.
Yeah.
Rothy's shoes.
Yeah, Rothy's shoes. Shoes are great.
Things that go to a great charity. Those are all good tips.
Yeah. Okay. What about, let's shift now to our moms.
Yes.
This can be really hard because they already have everything. A lot of them do.
Well, I was thinking about my mom when I wrote this, and I know my mom already has everything.
Yeah. Mine too.
And she doesn't want clutter. She doesn't want little statues and things.
Like tchotchkes. She's over those.
That. Yeah. Over it. Yeah. Over that.
Yeah. She's been clearing out her closet. So I'm like, oh crap.
Same.
What am I going to get her?
Well, I know my mom for sure doesn't want electronics.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't know how to use them and she doesn't want to learn.
Yeah.
So that's off the list for me.
Yeah. And it depends on the age of the mom. But if they're older, like our moms, I would say no electronics or nothing complicated.
Unless she's asking for it.
Well, like that's I different. Wanted to get her, because I love this, is the photo frames, that digital photo frames, and yeah. It'll automatically upload your photos right from your phone. But I know she would be so frustrated setting that up. I mean, she would just...
My mother-in-law would just unplug it. Yes. She would say that's wasteful to have... Yes. So, you know, just let's skip the electronics for today.
Yeah, we're going to give you other ideas. I think, and this is a new trend just in general, is experiences, to give people experiences. So any kind of activity like, you know, a wine tasting class or a gourmet cooking class or a concert, something that gets her out of the house and it's not going to clutter her house and she'll get to go out and do something.
I really like, Tamara, that you do this with your mom and you do it together. Yeah. That's the best gift of all, your time.
That was what I did for Mother's Day. I bought her and I, she paints, so we both went to a painting class, and it was great.
I bet that meant more to her than like a Google Doc.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So good gift.
Yeah.
My mom is always on the go. She does a lot of volunteer work, and she's always carrying bags, Tamara. So, you know, now that we all do the cloth, recyclable totes, I've been making a lot of those for my mom that are customized. And I'll put her name or library books or pictures of our kids or vacation.
Oh, that's a cute idea.
She really likes those. And again, those are at personalcreations.com. I've also used Shutterfly.com. And they'll give you freebies, too. So if you get the Shutterfly app, I've gotten many bags for free.
Oh, wow.
FYI.
I did not know that.
FYI.
So we can have Shutterfly. Beautiful bag lady mothers.
Hey, it's practical.
No, it's a great, I want it.
Me too.
Well, I think another thing that we could think about for moms, since they already have everything, is maybe something that that's upgraded, like an upgraded fabric, like something that feels a little luxurious,
like
a silk blouse or a cashmere sweater. This can get a little pricey, although you and I are, you know, we use our Groupons and our, you know, shopping tricks. But something like that, I think moms might appreciate. Like a luxury.
Something thing. A little bit more of a, that she might not spend for herself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Last year I got my mom a cashmere wrap for like airplanes. It's kind of like a blanket, but a poncho. And she opened it, was like, what? You know, it didn't look fancy at first, but then when she put it on, she loves it. Now she takes it on all her trips.
You know, now that you say that, I remember my mother admiring my niece's alpaca sweater. Ooh. And she kept touching it. I'm like, oh, that's so soft. And I'm like, ooh, note to self.
Put that on the alpaca
sweater. Yeah, for
sure. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Well, if you're always, you know, nervous about what to buy, food is fabulous.
Hello, food. We love it. Yeah. And like, what kind of food? Just wine or a subscription, like a wine of the month.
Fruit of the month.
Fruit of the month. Like
tea of the month.
Tea, like pretty much any
something of the month. Yeah. Well, it keeps coffee coming. Yes. You know, especially if our moms are, you know, living by themselves or not getting out to do a lot of shopping.
Yeah.
Having something come to the door every month for 12 months is cool.
Yeah. And I know my mom really likes fruit, so I know she would really enjoy the fruit of the month.
That's healthy,
Harry
too.
And David does, theirs isn't bad. Their pears are delicious.
That's a good idea.
Just saying. So the final thing I have there is more of like a handmade or personalized gift. I mean,
we still make things for our moms.
I know, but it's like they have everything, so they like photos of their grandkids, so take those photos. I mean, you can do so much now just from your local here it's like CVS or Walgreens, whatever the drugstore. You can get them cheap, like coffee mugs with their name or mouse pads.
I mean, calendars, cups. I know Costco online has those things.
Yes.
So easy to make.
Shutterfly too, right?
Shutterfly too. Mm-hmm. I had an idea of, with my mom, of just taking a picture of three different meals that I know she likes. And then letting her know what date I'll be delivering them to her.
Wow.
Just like once a month, I'll bring you, you know, your favorite lasagna or your favorite chicken dish.
That would be.
Simple.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's free. Well, not free, but it's inexpensive, but thoughtful.
I love that.
You're always so crafty. Are you going to make anything this year?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, homemade stuff is great. And there's, and even if you're not crafty, you can find easy crafts like how to make bath bombs or Christmas tree ornaments with the kid's picture on it. Or I know
for my husband's grandmother's birthday, I took a portrait painting class, so I used her portrait and gave that to her for her. Yeah,
that's kind of impressive. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Well, you haven't seen it. Okay, gold star
to Tamara painting a picture of her husband's grandmother.
I'd rather do that than hand deliver three meals.
See, this is why we're doing this, though, because we can all find something that works.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
My, we have a family member that had surgery, and I sent a weighted blanket.
I want one of those. I think those are cool. I want one of those. They're just a heavy blanket, and they're supposed to make you feel more secure and less anxious.
I don't know if it worked, but I sent a note that went with it that said, you know, we're giving you hugs. I want you to put this on while you heal as a gift, but know your family is giving you hugs and love.
Oh, that's sweet.
I thought that was a good one, but I don't know if they liked it.
I don't know. Get it back.
I want one.
Yeah, me too. And if you have, if you're a, have to buy for a mom who still has young kids or all kinds of things that they appreciate, well, like the meal thing, but also maybe free babysitting, offer free, or go to a babysitting company.
That's nice.
Yeah. And just get a coupon or a, you know, gift card or certificate, however they work that.
Or you could do it for free.
Yeah.
That would be even better.
I can.
And Tamara's hiring all sorts of good people.
Get my daughter. Here's my daughter.
Yeah, we'll put your daughter on it. Yeah. Same with mine. She's going to do all the work while I get all the credit.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what about best friends? Do you have any good gifts that...
Well, okay.
Speaking of...
Since it's your best friend, I think you should do something together.
Oh,
like joint activities, like buy movie passes to a movie you guys have been waiting to come out. Or like
that's
a,
so cute.
You know, like a chick flick.
Uh-huh. something that guys don't want to see, but maybe you girls could do together.
Or a concert, or a class, or a day spa.
That's so nice.
I know. Stephanie, if I were buying for you, you know what I'd get you?
What would you get me?
I would get you ukulele tickets for a concert, or ukulele lessons, because I know you love it, and I do too, and that's something we do together.
That's so cute.
And so we could go to some ukulele concert together.
By the way, there is ukulele this weekend. Don't forget.
I'll be there. Yeah.
Well, maybe even like wine tasting or spa. Yeah. If the girls are into that, you could get your nails done together or massage.
Yeah.
That's a fun idea.
Didn't you rent a limo once and took a bunch of friends in a limo?
That would be fun too.
Yeah.
I'm wild and crazy.
Yeah, you are.
Life's too short. And I don't think you came. You were too busy.
I
offered to come pick you up.
I shouldn't have brought that up.
Dang it. I got all sorts of ideas, Tamara. But what about gift cards? I mean, gift cards are fun, but how can you make them special for your best friend?
Because it seems too impersonal, but I think if you do it right, like you pair it with something, so like a Starbucks card inside a really funny, cute mug that, you know, captures her personality or
That's
something.
That's
fun. Yeah.
They're drinking the alcohol. Yes. You could do some wine glasses with like BevMo gift card. Yeah.
And they
That's
have
fun.
Some cute little, I saw today because I was actually buying wine for my sister. And they had cute little decanters with whiskey or, you know, like
cute.
Super
gift
cute.
Packs.
Yeah, they pair together. My favorite one, I think that you and I both love are books. So maybe you don't know exactly what book they want because you don't know what they've read. You can get them a Kindle card, but then pair it with a beautiful bookmark or
That's
a book
special.
Cover. Or so, yeah.
Yeah. So if they're a reader, it kind of goes together.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, if your girlfriend or best friend is working on the keto diet or working on weight loss, I am putting together a blog on the website, dirtylazyketo.com, with links and pictures of all these items. But just to kind of rattle off some to get you started, if you're doing your shopping right now and you can't wait, some ideas for your keto friends might be a Dash chaffle maker.
Ooh.
That's a must have.
Is that just a waffle maker?
It's very different, Tamara.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it the little one?
It's very... You'll just have to check it out.
And they come in different colors.
I'm not... Maybe I need to buy you one for your Christmas. It's very special.
I need one.
It's very special.
Okay.
We'll have a whole episode about it. Okay. Sugar-free Toriani syrups. I love the holiday flavors. And these are all under $20.
Yeah.
Another one a lot of people like is the Lily's sugar-free chocolate chips for baking. They're kind of pricey, so it's a nice gift.
But it tastes, I like the taste of it.
Oh, maybe you need that too.
Yeah, it's food. I'm going to like everything on
you. I like the food. High cocoa, 90% chocolate bars. Those are also very hard to find and delicious. Another seasoning, which is kind of fun, is the Everything But the Bagel seasoning.
Yes. People love that.
Walmart, Trader Joe's, or online.
It's at Walmart?
It is. Oh. For a lot less than online.
Oh, I'm going to get some there.
Of course, you could share one of my books. If they're a cook, you could share with them the Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook.
Yes.
Or if they're into fast food, maybe the Dirty Lazy Keto Fast Food Guide. Mm-hmm. Something I always like to get is macadamia nuts.
Oh, those are nice.
They're very low in carb, but expensive. So yeah. I appreciate that.
They're like a nice treat.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
A mini blender. Those are fun. Mm-hmm. Or a coffee frother.
Ooh.
Those are just a few dollars. Yeah. And my husband came up with this one, a box of Carb Quick. Oh. Those are also under 20.
You could put Carb Quick and then some recipe, you know, they'll put like cookie to make a cookie, they'll put all the ingredients in a jar.
Exactly. You can make a little gift pack, like yeah, with almond flour,
with
Swerve
recipe.
Yes, the sugar substitute. You could do the Lancanto. Mm. Or you could even do like a pizza theme with almond flour and a pizza pan.
Oh, wow. That's a cute idea.
Thank you.
I like that.
My husband was helping me.
You could do a gift basket.
You could do a gift basket mm-hmm. full of yummy keto foods.
Love it.
And my last one, I'm going to even share with Tamara after the show.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm going to share with her some Rebel or Enlightened ice cream. I happen to have a little extra
that's delicious.
To pass it around.
Yay.
So that's all for keto. But check the website. I'm going to have that as a full blog article called Under $20 Keto Gifts.
Nice. Well, listeners, do you have some suggestions? We want to hear. What is your strategy for affordable holiday gifts for her? What ideas do you have for those hard-to-buy ladies in your life? So send us your opinion at Stephanie@DirtyLazyKeto.com or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. Leave us a voicemail at 802-58-KETO6. That's 802-585-3866. Your comments or question could be featured in an upcoming episode. And also, listeners, if you have a business that you'd like to have advertised on the DLG podcast, let's talk. Get in touch for more information.
And before, Tamara, we get to our final holiday for her hacks, we're going to take a quick break. Listeners, would you like a free red Dirty Lazy Keto apron? I have mailed out so many of these, Tamara. I just had to place another order because they are adorable.
They're flying off the shelves.
People keep asking me if they can buy them, and I said, nope, you can't. They're a prize. If you order three or more copies of the Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook, Bend the Rules to Lose the Weight, I will mail you a apron for free.
Nice.
And it's while supplies last. I have a limited number. But if you're interested, the links to order and how to redeem your free bonus gift are at dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Okay. So let's wrap it up, Stephanie, by sharing our personal favorite Dirty Lazy Girl hacks.
Well, my hack is really simple. Cash is king. Okay, so if you don't feel like being creative and you're running out of time, instead of regifting something like an old moldy bottle of booze that's already been opened, just keep in mind no one is ever sad to receive money. Okay, so dress up your money though, make it cute. You can fold it into an origami shape. You can stick money into a balloon and blow it up.
Oh, that's cute.
I've done that to my kids. They love it.
Yeah.
And you can do that at parties.
Yep.
People love it. And they don't know what's inside. That's why it's fun, because I have to pop the balloon to get to the money.
Oh,
okay, you could also do like a weird denomination, like all $2 bills, half dollars, Susan B. Anthony's. And then my favorite one, if it's for a young person, is to use a small tissue box, like the teeny tiny ones, the upright ones.
Yeah.
And you tape your dollars back to back, or line, I don't know, end to end, I guess.
Okay.
And you have it stick out of the tissue box.
And they just keep pulling.
And they just keep pulling.
Oh, that is
so depending on how much money you want to give, you know, it could be.
Yeah.
I usually do dollars because I'm
cheap. $10 is 10 pulls.
Like, it's so fun.
Oh, I've
never. And then you can wrap the tissue box. So when people pull the money, it's hysterical.
That
and people are screaming. And if you're giving away a lot of money, it might be to a, you know, a significant gift to someone.
Oh, that's a great
idea.
It's
really fun.
I know I've made a candy lei with money tied in between. You see them at graduations, but I've done it for Christmas.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Cute.
You can wear it around all day.
Well, that's my dirty lazy girl hat. Cash is king.
I love it. Mine is to give a service. We mentioned this a little bit before about maybe offering babysitting service. But there's other services like maid service. I had that happen. It was awesome. It was just like one house cleaning. I'd say try to stay local. This is just the little liberal in me. Instead of like merry maids, just go to a local, give a local person the business. But lawn mowing, pool cleaning, pet sitting, house sitting. There's so many services that people need. And I think they'd really appreciate that.
That's a super hack. I'd like to get any of those.
Me too.
Well, Tamara, just to wrap this up, I know our listeners are wondering, why are we talking about gift giving? Well, for me, I mean, it means a lot more than gifts. Mm-hmm. This issue is important to me, and I just want to tell you why. In my past, I've had a really hard time expressing my feelings. I think that might be one of the reasons why I was overweight for mm-hmm. so long of my life. In addition to not knowing what to eat, of course, and I had a lot of bad habits, let's mm-hmm. just be real, mm-hmm. but I also really did eat my feelings, the good ones and the bad ones. So for me, gifts have a lot to do with this. Mm-hmm. And since I've lost 140 pounds, I have really learned I need to become more vulnerable. I need to tell people how I feel about them. And for me, gifts, especially at the holidays, they're a symbol of my love and my appreciation for people in my life. I enjoy the gift-giving process. And for me, it really allows me to connect with my loved ones and my friends. I like to pick out a gift that says, hey, I see who you are and mm-hmm. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
And I do find so much joy in finding the perfect gift for someone. I hope in today's episode, we help you as well find this kind of happiness in finding just that perfect gift. So happy holidays, listeners. We hope that you enjoy the gift of this podcast. By volunteering our time to create the show for you, our goal is to help you become your best self, even if that means finding your way in a very creative and unexpected manner.
Aw. Happy holidays and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ho-ho.
Ho-ho-ho. 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 For joining us on another Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
Be sure to subscribe and then tell a friend. You can help other Dirty Lazy Girls join in our conversation by rating and reviewing our podcast wherever you're currently listening to your podcasts.
You can get in touch with us on the website dirtylazyketo.com or email us at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. Until next time, I'm Tamara Sneezik.
And I'm Stephanie Laska.
Go forth and live your best dirty, lazy girl life.
And remember, you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.